ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
My name is Chiron. I'm in charge of the harbour safety boat for the summer months, where we look after Dunleary Harbour. The great thing with the harbour patrol boat is we have a procedure that we must bring back one carton of litter per day. And the great news is this year it's been difficult to find a carton of litter. Everyone's getting more conscious of what goes in our waters, what we are. Everyone's getting more conscious of where they're putting that litter. So if we go out today, there'll be one or two spots that we'll get to where litter will actually blow to. It'll collect and block up a particular area. So when you're walking the West Pier, you might say, oh, that looks terrible, somebody should clean it. And it could, because of the wind direction, it could have only blown in the one night.
Many Irish towns and areas have stepped up their game when it comes to keeping their coasts litter free. For years, our beaches and seas suffered due to pollution. Now, thanks to environmental cleanup crews and awareness from the general public, we're finally seeing an improvement in some areas when it comes to our beaches and coasts. Marine life suffers the most when our seas are polluted. This week, I visited Dunleary Harbour. They run regular patrol boats around the area, and they showed us how they make sure to keep the area litter-free.
In terms of types of litter that you'd be seeing, would it nearly be from, let's say, bins in nearby areas, or would it be a lot of leftover fishing material?
We've got past the face masks, that's good. The face masks are a big problem. And now we're looking at a little bit of marine waste, an awful lot of paper wrappers, and plastic is terrible. Plastic bottles, they just stay there till we get them, yeah. Waste that blows off boats that it's not secure where people think it's secure. So in the day now, we'd be happy to go out into an area there where litter would collect. We'd start, turn off our engine, start clearing the litter, watch the area come clear. And as the area comes clear, you'll actually see the sea life come up around you. So you might have a seal from 20 metres watching you, and after half an hour, it'll be a metre away from you. And it's a lovely reward to drive away at the end of the day, leaving that area clean for them.
And what sort of marine life would you have around here, biodiversity-wise?
Well, we got a lot of seals, which is the first thing we're concerned about. Then the birds around, we have cormorants and things like that. Not many of them ingots that we need to kind of keep an eye on, because there's not that many of them, yeah. To see them swimming near plastic strings or bits of waste or balloons, which is one of the biggest curses, I think, because people let them go up and cheer and get so happy and they're going to come down to sea somewhere.
Chiron told me about the regular litter hotspots and how they form over time.
So could you tell us a little bit about this corner here?
So this corner here is a breakwater on the West Pier. The breakwater, a lot of people will talk about the plastic, the litter they see. And it does look terrible some days if the wind direction's one way for a day or two. But what's good about it is it's a beautiful natural filter. So what's happening is anything that blows down from the town, blows off the piers, blows off the boats, it could well and truly be collected in this corner, caught among the rocks, filtered out from going out to sea. So we're happy to come along on the calm days, stop our boat, drift into the seaweed and pick it clean as best we can. Every day we'll pick a basket of litter, if we can find that much. What's happened in the last year or two is a lot more people are litter conscious. You've probably heard of Flossie and things like that. And they would come down in groups, and we're finding it hard to find litter this year and last year. The amount of people in different organisations coming clean in the harbour, cleaning our streets, is making such a fantastic difference in the harbour. We're finding it hard to find litter. Today now we pick up 10 or 15 items here in this corner. 3 years ago we could be here for 4 hours. Look at it now, there's 2 bottles, 3 plastic bags, and it's really great. And as you feel the wind blowing into this corner, this is working for us as a natural filter. Unfortunately, it doesn't look tourist friendly, but we're well on top of it. The harbour deals with it every day, and even the harbour service people will be cleaning up on the piers. But if we get the wrong wind, the wrong direction for too many days, it upsets people. But it kind of makes us happy because it's collecting the litter in one place.
And as someone who's been here for so long, how great is it to see all these different environmental groups coming together now?
Wow, you've seen people being more self-conscious, more responsible, where they'd normally you'd see things falling off boats, fish stocks, bags and things like that, and they wouldn't care. Now it's not happening. It's really, really nice. It's a beautiful place to be. Every year it's getting better and better. Every year we're seeing more cormorants, we're seeing more seals, we're seeing more wildlife around us. Come out here at 5 a.m, just stop your engine and everything surfaces, and it's just the nicest place in the world to be, yeah.
With the staff at Dunleary Harbour showing such great incentive to keep the area as clean as they do, it's no wonder that they scored so highly in the latest Irish Business Against Litter survey.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.